Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. In yesterday's show, we began looking at an article that was published in the Deseret News online on September 4th, 2014, an article titled Defending the Faith, Joseph Smith Wasn't Arrogant or Boastful. It was a piece written by Dr. Daniel Peterson, who was a professor at Brigham Young University. He's a professor of Arabic studies. He's not a professor of LDS Church history. But of course, he does feel confident enough to speak on this issue. And as we mentioned yesterday, many Mormons look to Dr. Peterson as being one of their top-notch apologists. He made some comments in his article that we certainly take issue with, and yesterday we read the statement that is often, I guess you would say, Dr. Peterson would call the offending statement, and I'll go through it very briefly, where Joseph Smith said, "I have more to boast of than ever any man had. I am the only man that has ever been able to keep a whole church together since the days of Adam. Neither Paul, John, Peter, nor Jesus ever did it. I boast that no man ever did a work such as I. The followers of Jesus ran away from him, but the Latter-day Saints never ran away from me yet." And in yesterday's show, we brought out that this statement isn't even historically accurate, that at the time Joseph Smith made this statement, there were a lot of people that were very upset with Smith and were starting to leave the Mormon movement. Anyway, we go through some of Dr. Peterson's points that he uses to try and defend Joseph Smith. And today, we're going to look at point number 3, where he says that Joseph Smith didn't write the quotation. It was reconstructed after his death. Thus, it almost certainly doesn't represent his precise words. Even history of the church, often called the documentary history, says that it rests upon a synopsis by Thomas Bullock. Now, let's stop there. Okay, maybe it wasn't approved by Joseph Smith, because as Dr. Peterson brings out, this was said very late in his life, and he did not have the opportunity, due to the fact that he was going to be killed on June 27, 1844, to actually proofread it before it went into press.
You have to presuppose, though, that Joseph Smith didn't believe in the accuracy of his scribes. And yesterday, on page 409 of 6th volume of History of the Church, we read where Joseph Smith commended his, well, I'm going to quote it right here. He commended several good, faithful, and efficient clerks in constant employ. They have accompanied me everywhere and carefully kept my history, and they have written down what I have done, where I have been, and what I have said. So if Joseph Smith doubted these men, why would he have commended these same writers just a month before he dies?
That, I think, is a very good question. And what I find very interesting among many Mormon apologists is if there's a statement, no matter how obscure it may be, if it makes Joseph Smith look good, they're usually pretty quick to quote it. If it makes Joseph Smith look bad, they always tend to want to question the source. And in this case, Dr. Peterson actually wants to question the documentary history of the church.
You have often complained that so many Latter-day Saints will protect Joseph Smith at any cost. Is this one of those cases?
Oh, I would think it would absolutely be one of those cases. And I don't think it's even defendable. And that's the problem. But as far as the accuracy of the documentary history of the church, is Dr. Peterson's position or opinion in line with some of the leaders of his own church, at least some of the leaders of the past?
Well, 10th President Joseph Fielding Smith was a church historian.
For at least 50 years.
And he said in Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, page 199, the most important history in the world is the history of our church, and it is the most accurate history in all the world. It must be so.
It is the most accurate history in all the world. Now, if somebody wanted to check the source for that, what was the reference again?
That's Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, page 199.
Now, Joseph Fielding Smith wasn't the only leader of the church to make a statement like that regarding the accuracy of the documentary history of the church. And I might mention, if you're not familiar with that phrase, it's often called the history of the church, or the more precisely, the documentary history of the church. It's 7 volumes, as opposed to another 6-volume set known as the comprehensive history of the church, which is attributed to B.H. Roberts, who was a 70 in the Mormon church and also a church historian. But this is what we are talking about specifically, the 7-volume set, because this is where we find the statement that is quoted by Dr. Peterson. It's in History of the Church, Volume 6, page 408 to 409. What did John Witzo say about the history of the church?
And this is a book called Joseph Smith, Seeker After Truth, pages 256 and 257. He says, "The history of the church and the utterances therein contain, if read properly, a continued evidence that Joseph Smith told the truth. It is a precious production that will be counted as a blessing throughout the years. Throughout all his writings runs the simple spirit of truth. They show him to indeed be a seeker after truth. There is in them no attempt to cover up any act of his life. The story of each event is told as it happened. Mormon history and doctrine have been carefully preserved in the published records of the church, and all has been published."
What else did he say?
"The history of Joseph Smith, published by the church as to events and dates, may be accepted as an universally accurate historical document. It will increase in importance with the years and become more and more a proof of the honest sincerity of the founders of the church in this dispensation. The history is trustworthy. No flaws have been found in it."
No flaws have been found in it, but yet Dr. Peterson, a BYU professor, wants to give the impression that this statement attributed to Joseph Smith is probably not something that he actually said.
We made the point yesterday, there is so much of church history that is found nowhere else except in this 7-volume series. I mean, even the death of Joseph Smith, if you're going to accept his martyrdom, as we said, this is where you find it. And if you're going to doubt that, then you ought to just doubt the whole story and go to outside sources, because you're not, or go to journals, I suppose, of some of the leaders, but they don't go to the journals first. They go to the history of the church when they're documenting the history.
The history of the church is cited so often in church manuals and even church magazines like the Ensign. You see references to the history of the church many times. But think about this, folks. Are we to assume that maybe someone who is not friendly to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or to Joseph Smith would have purposely inserted this statement that even Dr. Peterson says seems arrogant and lacking the humility appropriate to a prophet or even an ordinary member of the LDS Church? Are we to assume that someone not friendly to Smith and wanted to discredit him or make his character look bad stuck it in there without anybody else seeming to know about it or even approving it?
See, as we read the Peterson article, he seems to build this case on legend. Listen to what he says. "Joseph delivered the sermon on May 26, 1844. A month later, he was dead. So did he supervise or approve this entry? No. Entries in the history of the church for at least his last 5 years were actually made by others after his assassination. Like other chronicles of the period, they reconstructed his speeches from the notes and memories of those who had heard them. There were no recordings. His well-intentioned scribes admired and missed him enormously, and they worked as accurately as they could, but it's unreasonable to expect verbal exactness from their method."
We're not expecting verbal exactness. In fact, I would even go so far that a lot of the quotations attributed to Jesus may not be the precise word-for-word statement that Jesus may have made. They were recounting what they heard, but that is not to say that what they recounted is not the intent of Jesus's words.
Yeah, because he even goes on and says, even when he seems to be speaking in the first person, it may or may not be his actual voice. And as you just said, go to Jesus' words. It's called the ipsa verba. Well, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and it was written in Koine Greek, so obviously those weren't the exact words. But the ideas, as you're saying, were there, and we have to trust that that was said. And yes, maybe they don't have the exact words of what Joseph Smith said, but I bet they're pretty close.
Oh, I would assume that they probably are very close. The fact that a lot of Mormons have placed trust in what is attributed to Joseph Smith, I think, also says volumes as well.
I want to read one more paragraph here from Daniel Peterson, and he writes, "Given the manner of its composition, the nuances, tone, and details of history of the church should be treated with caution. Curiously, though, at least in this case, Joseph's critics insist that the overall narrative of the history is incorrect, such as divine intervention, revelation, Joseph Smith's prophetic calling, etc., while expecting us to accept as precisely accurate its details of tone and mood, at least when those details seem to cast the prophet in a bad light." Bill, he's accusing us of taking this and, that's what he said, but in other places, we try to minimize that that's what Joseph Smith said.
There are things in the history that church that we have found to be flawed and not totally accurate. But if we're going to draw that conclusion, we're going to have the evidence to back up that. I don't think Dr. Peterson really has strong evidence to back up what he's saying. He is just trying to protect the image of Joseph Smith. So what does he do? He has to place a huge question mark over the statement itself, even though it comes from a source that Mormon leaders of much more authority than he have said can be trusted.
I find his argument in the third point to be highly ironic, because the first two points, he's saying that, it's not bragging. He's actually being pretty humble, it seems, and he's just praising his followers, not himself. And so he acts in the first couple of points as if it was really said that Joseph Smith did say this. But now all of a sudden he turns the tide and he says, but how can we really trust it? As if it may have never happened at all historically.
So what I'm getting from you is that when you read this article, you kind of got the same impression I did, that maybe he didn't really believe his first argument was all that convincing. So just in case you don't think I'm convincing as far as him bragging on his followers and that he's really being humble rather than boastful, let's just throw that all out and let's go back and look at the statement itself. Can we even believe that Joseph Smith said it in the first place?
This is Article 8, if you want to ask me about this.
Yeah, Article 8, we believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it's translated correctly. I guess we're going to have to say we can only believe the documentary history of the church as far as it also is transmitted correctly.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.